Authorities say the prime suspect is a radical survivalist, a fanatic, an ultra-right-wing tax rebel. The story of a bizarre case of death and taxes.
Death and taxes. Death and taxes. Death and taxes. Death and taxes. Death and taxes. Death and taxes.
This was inspired by the incident with Gordon Call and his problems with the government.
He told me some stuff, you know, Mike Dennis at the time, he told me, thought he's crazy.
Death and taxes.
Radical survivalist.
Death and taxes.
Fanatic. Fanatic.
Death and taxes.
Ultra-right-wing tax rebel.
Death and taxes.
Fanatic. Killer.
Death and taxes.
Radical survivalist.
Death and taxes.
Fanatic. Fanatic.
Death and taxes.
Ultra-right-wing tax rebel.
Death and taxes.
Fanatic. Killer.
Death and taxes.
In 1969, before, like I call it, April Fool's Day, April 15th, he wrote them a letter, and he wrote to them, he addressed it to the tithing collectors of the Synagogue of Satan.
Death and taxes.
Radical survivalist.
Death and taxes.
Fanatic. Fanatic.
Death and taxes.
Ultra-right-wing tax rebel.
Death and taxes.
Fanatic. Killer.
He cut off his hands and feet. Pay your taxes.
Fanatic.
I don't think he's dead.
Everything was a lie.
Fanatic.
Death and taxes.
Radical survivalist.
Death and taxes.
Fanatic. Fanatic.
Death and taxes.
Ultra right wing tax rebel.
Death and taxes.
Fanatic. Killer.
So I can't allow that because the chain of evidence would be broken.
He addressed it to the tithing collectors of the Synagogue of Satan.
He said, "Where's the body?" I say, "I don't know."
Death and taxes.
Radical survivalist.
Death and taxes.
Fanatic. Fanatic.
Death and taxes.
Ultra-right-wing tax rebel.
Death and taxes.
Fanatic. Killer.
Death and taxes.
Radical survivalist.
Death and taxes.
Fanatic. Fanatic.
Death and taxes.
Ultra-right-wing tax rebel.
Death and taxes.
Fanatic. Killer.